Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Fashionable Magic. I should have said... terribly sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, and those of you somewhere in between or outside, you're listening to Fashionable Magic. Annie won't be joining me today. I might have a guest or two later on, but for now, let's just get straight to the music. All right. We have some Bowie, some Jonathan Colton, some Queen, some Billy Joel, and other fun stuff. Right now, let's kick it off with the theme song. Here we go.
Inhale, calm. Exhale, relaxed. Inhale, calm. Exhale, relaxed. Inhale, calm. Exhale, relaxed. Continue to breathe slowly and calmly. The aches and stresses of daily life are floating away. Your tension has been exterminated. Exterminated! Gangnam Style.
Hey! What are we really made of? Dig deep inside the atom and you'll find tiny particles held together by invisible forces. Everything is made up of tiny packets of energy born in cosmic furnaces.
The atoms that we're made of have negatively charged electrons whirling around a big bulky nucleus.
The quantum theory offers a very different explanation of our world.
The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. That's a wonderful and significant story.
Suppose that little things behaved very differently than anything big. Nothing's really as it seems. It's so wonderfully different than anything big.
The world is a dynamic mess of jingling things. It's hard to believe.
The quantum theory
is so strange and bizarre. Even Einstein couldn't get his head around it.
In the quantum world, the world of particles, nothing is certain.
It's a world of probabilities.
The quantum theory offers a very different explanation of our world.
The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. That's a wonderful and significant story.
Crazy things that things really are like.
Electrons act like waves. No, they don't exactly. They act like particles. No, they don't exactly.
We need a theory of everything.
We need a theory of everything.
Which is still just beyond our grasp.
Still just beyond our grasp.
We need a theory of everything.
We need a theory.
Perhaps
the ultimate triumph.
The ultimate triumph of science. The quantum theory offers a very different explanation of our world.
The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. It's made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. That's a wonderful and significant story.
I gotta stop somewhere. I'll leave you something to imagine.
Something a little bit different today.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
I'm going to share with you some of my favorite theme songs to various TV shows. No particular order. This one we're listening to right now is Cowboy Bebop. And Annie has just joined us. How's it going, Annie?
Fine, Manning. Sorry for running late to the show.
It's fine. I was late myself.
totally zoning out there.
Yeah, it's fine. It happens to the best of us. So I'm sharing with the good people some of my favorite theme songs for various TV shows. The one I'm listening to right now is Tank, the Cowboy Bebop opening.
Okay.
I fell in love with this song when they were showing Cowboy Bebop at Excalibur last semester. Basically, the movie and TV show viewing club on campus.
I've got to admit, I have never seen.
Wait,
Cowboy
hang on, hold
Bebop.
A second. I love that. Yeah. So yeah. just like a few of my favorites in no particular order. So let's see. Ooh, this one's a classic. Let's give it a second to load.
In the not too distant future, next Sunday.
The Mystery Science Theater 3000 theme song is just so much fun.
Yes. This show is just so much fun.
Yeah. The lyrics are just really catchy. Yeah. I'm going with the season 1 through 5 theme song. They changed it a few times after that as like the quote-unquote plot of the show changed.
There was a plot of the show?
Apparently. I really just fast-forwarded it to the bits where they were just talking over the movie.
Yeah, kind of same like, here.
If you watch Mystery Science Theater, you sing along to this theme song. It's like it's mandatory. La la la. I should have prepared some more comments on each of these, but
what do we have next, Manning?
Let's see. This one is just a personal favorite. I played the Pokemon theme song, metal version of the Pokemon theme song earlier, so this one's just for balance.
Yes.
This show is criminally underrated, except among the nerd community.
And there always seemed to be a huge division between Digimon, Pokemon, and Yu-Gi-Oh fans. But personally, I was a big fan of both Digimon and Pokemon.
Yeah.
I
was Digimon and Yu-Gi-Oh myself.
Oh, one of those people. Yeah, I had a deep hatred of Yu-Gi-Oh as a child.
But Yu-Gi-Oh is responsible for Yu-Gi-Oh Abridged. Which is probably one of the greatest things that happened in my life.
Yes, that is true.
I also really just love the premise of this show. That, like, just kids met up with various monsters who they used to fight other monsters. It's great.
And it's all about friendship.
Yeah. There's a big divide among the fan base about, like, when the show started going downhill.
Uh-huh.
Like, the primary, like, debate is that it was either season 3 or season 4. Personally, I actually really enjoyed both of those seasons.
I must admit, I don't remember.
Yeah, I think... we were talking about this another time. You stopped watching Digimon right around season 3, didn't you?
I guess so.
Yeah. Personally, I didn't like season 2 all that much. I felt that... the characters were kind of annoying.
Which one was that?
That was the one where it was the direct follow-up to the first season. Like, first season, they, like, met... the kids met their Digimon and, like, went around the digital world having adventures and things. Second season, the Digimon came to the real world with the kids, and they, like, went back and forth between the digital world and the real world. To fight the Digimon Emperor, who was, like, trying to control the digital world.
I remember that now.
Third season...
was the third season new characters?
Yes, it was. Third season, like... actually, the second season, like, basically had some of the same characters as the previous season, but but grown up slightly and with a few new ones added in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Third season introduced all new characters. Had focused on only the main three Digimon, kids... and had a, like, very different tone in some places. Like, it was still goofy and fun and kid-friendly, but also, like, around the mid-season, it got honestly kind of epic. Not to, like, it was near the end. Not to, like, overuse the word epic, but basically, the way I can sum it up is Digimon Cthulhu. Or digital Cthulhu, something like that. Imagine, if you will, McAfee antivirus software coming, like, to life and killing everyone.
Oh, I remember this now.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm just gonna move on to the next theme song. This is okay. By a guy whose work you should all be familiar with. I chose this particular one, even though all of his songs are fantastic.
Super Team Extraordinaire, Freakazoid, Freakazoid, Underground and Underwind,
Freakazoid, 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 Animaniacs, Tiny Toon Adventures, Pinky and the Brain,
I never saw Freakazoid.
No, it was sort of a more, just, not kind of the, like, odd one out of the, it was, like, not immediately childhood, or, like, child friendly. It only had two seasons. But, like, what's kind of brilliant about the show is that the main character, all these are available on YouTube, by the way, so you, even if you're getting angry at me for talking over them, you can just look them up after the show, preferably. Main character, Freakazoid, gets the internet zapped into his brain, but this was back during the, like, early 90s, late 80s, when we were still trying to figure out what the internet was.
Uh-huh.
And, like, people had this idea of it as being just sort of a way of sharing, like, all the world's knowledge. And it is, but it's also... But, like, Freakazoid is sort of a great, like, example of what the internet is now. It's like an endless stream of pop culture references and complete madness. And this was back before, like... So, basically, Freakazoid is, like, an amalgam of TVTropes.org, 4chan, and not, like, without the, like, sexually explicit imagery, which sort of cared. Basically, it's like the internet if the internet had, like, 100% less porn.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, but before that actually was the internet was much of a thing. So, I think that's just cool. All right, next on our list, a show very near and dear to my heart. Yes, it's Doctor Who.
We all love Doctor Who.
Yeah.
How could you not?
Well, maybe if you don't like charming British sci-fi. Or future fantasy, is it? Is that it actually, Doctor Who really characterizes the divide in the sort of science-ish genres.
Uh-huh.
It's like there's a difference between science fiction, like Star Trek, and future fantasy, which is like Star Wars. Future fantasy just uses... the future and space to tell interesting stories, as opposed to science fiction, which examines the possible future and the like world humanity as we will become in time.
Okay.
Future fantasy gets lumped in with sci-fi, I guess, because space exists. But yeah. If you think that, like, we could actually, like, have lightsabers and, time-traveling phone boxes, you are probably wrong, but I still, I'm not going to argue with you about it, but it's just not very likely. Alright, this is a show I've only gotten into fairly recently, and a friend of mine really loves it. The theme song, I think, is the best part. Gravity Falls. The premise of the show is delightful. Just a couple kids going out to spend the summer with their uncle, Grunkle Stans, place in a spooky cabin.
It is adorable.
Yeah.
It's a little. There are some parts of it that fall behind a bit, especially the focus on the main love interest of the show, but if you think only about Mabel, it is pretty much the best thing ever.
Yeah, it really is. I really love the theme song. Check out the theme song on YouTube, because the visuals that go along with it are just spectacular. And speaking
Absolutely.
Of, that's also true for our next selection. The music is fine, but it's the visuals of the theme song that really sell it. Game of Thrones. score is like really gorgeous.
I have yet to see the end of the
I actually I have a theory that you can it's like perfectly valid to watch an adaptation of something like and then get to the source material. Depending on the quality of it, like the Harry Potter movies, I think it's that if you watched the movies and then read the books, I think that's perfectly fine, because I believe that the books are better than the movies, so watching the movies is a frustrating experience if you've read the book, if you've read and loved the books. If you watch and love the movies and then read the books, you get so much more out of it.
I guess so.
I still have to read the actual A Song of Ice and Fire series by George R. R. Martin. But yeah, it's the visuals of this song that I really love. The Clockwork City is coming out of the ground, out of a huge map. It really lends a sense of both scale and focus on a small, interesting group or groups of characters. You'll see what I mean. You know what I mean if you know the show. It's just a really great it's a really great fantasy story. It's really well told. All right. Before we get to our final two, I want to include my just sort of honorary mention to the best theme songs of all time. This one's not really to my taste, but you have to include it on the theme song list. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Will Smith's, like, debut into the popular consciousness. And don't get me wrong, I love Will Smith in pretty much every movie. Men in Black is one of my favorite, just dumb summer blockbuster movies. I really I did enjoy Men in Black 3 over the summer.
I have yet to watch Men in Black.
It's good. So,
Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some ball outside of the school.
When
a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it." First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what
that's
the
also called a mimosa,
like,
by the way. It's been very popular with my family because we are just so white we could just lay down naked in the snow and no one would see us.
I don't think so. I see what I get there.
Champagne and orange juice. It's delicious.
I've heard it. I've yet to try it myself.
Just like we just have like one or two on the holidays. Well, like I only have just like a sip because I'm not very fond of alcohol. But my parents are very fond of it.
Our holiday drink tends to be more
the plane landed, and when I came out, there was a dude looked like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get
any alcohol.
It's like I'm just trying to imagine eggnog with vodka in it. I don't imagine it's very pleasant. However, I could be wrong. I don't drink, so I don't know. I will be legally able to allowed to like purchase alcohol next year.
Oh my god!
I know.
I was
about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." Looked in my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.
Wondering the. This is the extended version, the full version. Alright. So, I think that's more than enough of that. And I want to get to the next song, which is from basically my favorite TV show of the, like, late 90s, early 2000s. Oh yeah, Megas XLR kicked ass and you know it. The premise Well, no, it's not simplicity. Basically, the real premise is giant robots smash things. The, like, story of the show is...
nice.
Yeah. And, like, you can look up... You can look it up on, like, TV Tropes or whatever if you want to, like, learn more about it. Just, like, I highly recommend checking it out if you haven't seen it. And if you have seen it, rewatch it. No. All right, this one is for Annie.
On the, while we were watching this YouTube clip, you know, they come up with the suggested songs afterwards, and one of them was Totally Spies, which was one of my favorite shows as a kid.
And it's loading. We're doing this through YouTube. This is a low-budget project.
Totally Spies.
Yeah. I actually did watch this show as a kid. Just because.
Me and my friends would act out the characters all the time. We were. It was good times.
Yeah.
Being 8 years old.
It really was. Now this one is just. I'm going to be silent for this next bit because the opening to this show is just perfect.
Long ago in a distant land, I, Aku, the shape-shifting master of darkness, unleashed an unspeakable evil. But a foolish samurai warrior wielding a magic sword stepped forth to oppose me. Before the final blow was struck, I tore open a portal in time and flung him into the future, where my evil is law. Now the fool seeks to return to the past and undo the future that is Aku.
Best premise ever!
Avatar The Last Airbender is not included on this list, by the way, because the intro...
It's terrible.
It's not terrible, but it just gets on your nerves after a while, like, if you're marathoning the show, especially, because my judge of a really good theme song is something that you don't want to skip if you're, like, having a marathon of the show.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why it's terrible.
Yeah. And it's like, you know the premise, and they don't even change it past the first, the, like, pilot episode.
And it's just Katara's voice, just,
But we're not going to harp on it, because this is a show about stuff that we enjoy. So, that was our list of some of the best theme songs, my list of some of the best theme songs of my childhood, which continues to this day, really. If you want to tell me some of your favorite theme songs or compliment me on my choices, please. You can find us on Facebook and Tumblr. We have a Tumblr now. Tumblr is yurt-fashionablemagic.tumblr.com. And the Facebook page is also Fashionable Magic. Drop us a line, send us in your requests, whatever you want. We'll probably play them. Right, now we're going to kick it back with the music. This is on Fashionable Magic Yurt Radio. This is Build That Wall from the Bastion soundtrack. Enjoy.
My hole, you build a wall.
one day that wall is gonna fall. Gonna build that city on a hill.
My suffragette city. blind spider took the wheel. Navigating grass blades completely by feel. Got a sassy chassis sparkling in the sun. All four small bald fat tires rocking through the sand and burning up. Little dune buggy in the sand. A little blue dune buggy in my hand. Rubber band motor, humming on the beach, ready for fun. Quit spinning that web and come out and play in the sun. Eight thimble-sized cylinders, to be as smooth as you please. The spider's badass fat old abdomen stuck in the bucket seat. Little dune buggy in the sand. Little blue dune buggy in my hand. Squishy transmission was caught in drive. Spider-Man squinting at the sand and the sky. Spider-Woman in the front seat, screaming go, go, go. He's riding the accelerator down to the floor with his fuzzy little toe. Whoa, 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 whoa. Little dune buggy in the sand. A little blue dune buggy in my hand.
By the Presidents of the United States of America. That it was David Bowie with Suffragette City, and then Build That Wall off the Bastion soundtrack.
Bastion is such a lovely game.
I know. It's one of my favorites. I got it on over the summer on in the Humble Indie Bundle. It was wonderful.
Oh, I played Martin's copy.
It's great. So, if you don't know, the Humble Indie Bundle is a thing. Every so often, a bunch of indie developers come together. Indie game developers, by the way, make it so that people can purchase five or six video games for just as much or as little as they want to pay. You could pay 1 cent and get five video games. for the one I got it from, if you paid more than the average donation, which was like $6, you could also get Bastion. Plus, you get soundtracks and all sorts of amazing stuff. And it's also a charity fundraiser. A lot of the money raised goes to charity. Every year, every time they do it, they raise like several thousand dollars.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. What's really cool about it is you can choose how much of your payment goes to what group. You can choose to have, let's say you did $5. You can have, a dollar go to, the people who run the administration. Because then there's, server space and everything needs to be paid for.
Uh-huh.
You'd have then, let's say, $2 to the developers of these games and $2 to charity. Or, 50 cents to the admins and $3 to charity and $1.50 to the developers.
Oh, cool. Cool.
It's just I think it's always a great way to it's always great to see new interesting ways of this sort of stuff happening. Anyway, it is a beautiful Saturday, so December 1st. Big news of today is
The crystalline snowing. Precipitation. Yes. Yeah. We're going a little bit over time, but there's nobody after us. So I think, and I actually started a little bit late. So if I'm thinking we go a little bit longer. What do you say, Annie?
Okay, I'm fine with that.
All right. Do you have anything you want to listen to?
Let me check that out, Manning.
All right. While she's doing that, I'm going to play us a little bit of Weird Al. How's that sound? This is Weird Al Yankovic with Dare to be Stupid.
Still here. is long. Feel the storm every night, hope it passes by. Hallucinate a shady grove where Judas went to die.
At 12 years old, I started bleeding with the moon and beating up boys who dreamed of becoming astronauts. I fought with my knuckles white as stars and left bruises the shape of Salem. There are things we know by heart and things we don't. At 13, my friend Jen tried to teach me how to blow rings of smoke. I'd watch the nicotine rising from her lips like halos, but I could never make dying beautiful. The sky didn't fill with colors the night I convinced myself veins are kite strings you can only cut free. I suppose I love this life in spite of my clenched fist. I open my palm and my lifelines look like branches from an aspen tree, and there were songbirds perched on the tips of my fingers, and I wonder if Beethoven held his breath the first time his fingers touched the keys, the same way a soldier holds his breath the first time his finger clicks the trigger. We all have different reasons for forgetting to breathe, but my lungs remember the day my mother took my hand and placed it on her belly and told me the symphony beneath was my baby sister's heartbeat, and I knew life would tremble like the first tear on a prison guard's hardened cheek, like a prayer on a dying man's lips, like a vet holding a full bottle of whiskey, like an empty gun in a war zone. Just take me. Just take me. Sometimes the scales themselves weigh far too much. The heaviness of forever balancing blue sky with red blood. We were all born on days when too many people died in terrible ways. But you still have to call it a birthday, y'all. You still have to fall for the prettiest girl on the playground at recess and hope she knows you can hit a baseball further than any boy in the whole third grade. And I've been running for home through the windpipe of a man who sings while his hands play washboard with a spoon on a street corner in New Orleans, where every boarded up window is still painted with the words, "We're coming back," like a promise to the ocean that we will always keep moving towards the music. The way Basquiat slept in a cardboard box to be closer to the rain. Beauty, catch me on your tongue. Thunder, clap us open. The pupils in our eyes were not born to hide beneath their desks. Tonight, lay me down to rest in the Arizona desert, then wake me to wash the feet of pregnant women who climbed across the border with their bellies aimed towards the sun. I know a thousand things louder than a soldier's gun. I know the heartbeat of his mother. Don't cover your ears, love. Don't cover your ears, life. There is a boy writing poems in Central Park, and as he writes, he moves, and his bones become the bars of Mandela's jail cell stretching apart. And there are men playing chess in the December cold who can't tell if the breath rising from the board is their opponent's or their own. And there's a woman on the stairwell of the subway swearing she can hear Niagara Falls from a rooftop in Brooklyn. And I'm remembering how Niagara Falls is a city overrun with vendors and traffic and strip malls in one. Incredibly brave river that makes it all worth it, y'all. I know this world is far from perfect. I am not the type to mistake a streetlight for the moon. I know our wounds are deep as the Atlantic, but every ocean has a shoreline, and every shoreline has a tide that is constantly returning to wake the songbirds in our hands, to wake the music in our bones, to place one fearless kiss on the mouth of that brave river that has to run through the center of our hearts to find its way home.
was beautiful. What was that, Annie?
That was Birthday by Andrea Gibson. She's a lovely poet. You should all listen to her.
Yeah.
And before that, that was Cry for Judas by my personal favorite band, the Mountain Goats.
Yeah, excellent. Now, we are at an hour recording, but I want to play just one more song. This is like one of my personal favorite songs by one of my personal favorite artists. It's Billy Joel with Scenes from I just want to talk about one thing. Heroes and Villains is the play going on at Hampshire campus at the moment. Well, one of the plays going on right now. And actually, I really recommend you guys checking it out. I know that this will not really make much sense in the future. So if you are listening to us from, say, past December 14th, 2012. Hello, future peoples. We are the greetings from the past. This does not make sense for you. But I do recommend checking out the play Heroes and Villains. If you get this message, between now and when it ends its run, it's possible because these recordings go up on the yurt and they sort of get shuffled around. But there's a lot of other things, so the likelihood that you'll be hearing this back then is kind of small. If you want to hear my full review of it, you can actually check it out on the Tumblr for the Hampshire Climax, the school newspaper, or one of the school newspapers.
Nice.
I'm the arts and entertainment editor for it, and I've posted a review of it on the Tumblr, hampshireclimax.tumblr.com. Not affiliated with fashionablemagic.tumblr.com. The show is really, it's enjoyable, but it has a few problems, which I feel, stem from this sort of, I don't really, it says that it, in the program that it's about really loving superheroes and stuff. I'm not sure how much of that I got from it. I feel that the strongest moments of the show, were, as I said in the review, are when it embraces how goofy the superheroes are. But there's some moments of angst and witty sarcasm that sort of pull back in the same way that Avengers didn't. I don't know. I encourage people to see this show and make up their own minds, of course. Alright, now so now let's get to that music. This is Billy Joel with Scenes from an Italian Restaurant on Fashionable Magic here at Radio.
A bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé. At a table near the street, in our old familiar place, you and I, face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of white, it all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want, our Italian restaurant.
I got a new wife, got a new life, and the family is fine. long ago. You lost weight, I did not know. You remember I looked so nice after so much time. You remember those days hanging out at the village green. Engineer boots, leather jackets, and tight blue jeans.
Joel, with Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. Ah, you're listening to Fashionable Magic on Yurt Radio. We're just wrapping up now. You have anything to say, Annie?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, I just want to say that the winter months are going to get pretty cold, and I just wanted to let you guys know. Say thank you to the person you have helping you keep your bed warm.